Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago teachers are preparing for a strike tomorrow as key issues remain on the table for union and Board of Education negotiating teams. WBBM's Brandon Eisen reports.
Class size, a major barrier, as negotiators admit wiggle room at a 28-student max, but say it should be even less.
They should not be in a classroom with more than 24 students.
Robin Blake Boos works at Arthur Ashe Elementary, where classrooms see up to 32 students now. Right now, there is one counselor to 1,500 students, limiting access. Christy Brooks is in her 14th year as a counselor with CPS.
CPS has understood and has responded in writing to our proposal for counselors to be allowed to do counseling work versus subbing and test coordinating and lunch and recess duty. That's a good thing.
Teachers say the total progress in negotiations is still not enough. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Legal marijuana sales in Chicago will be on the minds of aldermen this morning before today's city council meeting. More from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The council's zoning committee may vote this morning on changes to Mayor Lori Lightfoot's proposed pot sale zoning ordinance. The changes include requiring businesses that currently dispense medical marijuana to appear before the council for approval to sell pot for recreational use. The Trib says the mayor's people and some aldermen engaged in vigorous negotiations yesterday, including over concerns by black aldermen that black business people might not get cut in on the lucrative pot-selling action. Meanwhile, one alderman plans to propose pushing off legal pot sales in Chicago to next summer. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Metra is testing scanners designed to detect guns and explosives in crowds.
The scanners are mounted on tripods and observed by as many as 10 Metra police officers just outside the station. The scanners are designed to detect potential threats hidden under clothing, such as bomb vests or guns. It's unclear how effective the machines are, and the American Civil Liberties Union questions whether such digital stop and frisks are constitutional. The Transportation Security Administration has been loaning these detectors out to transit agencies across the country who want to try them out. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Authorities are trying to determine whether an incident at a Westside church is the latest in a series of targeted attacks. Police were sent to the Lincoln United Methodist Church near 22nd and Damon on a report of a man trying to break in and then damaging the glass front door before running away. Reverend Emma Lozano says she believes the incident is related to a confrontation outside the church last month between members and activists opposed to the church's pro-immigrant stance. The Cook County Inspector General has released a new report on cases of wrongdoing by county employees.
The IG says a sergeant of the Forest Preserve Police Department sexually harassed a subordinate officer but retired before he could face disciplinary action. The IG recommending the ex-sergeant be placed on the county's Do Not Hire list. In another case, a county worker was found guilty of misusing Family and Medical Leave Act time for a vacation, and there was also an update on a previously reported parking ticket incident that cost the Forest Preserve Chief of Police his job. That ticket was reinstated. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A public hearing is scheduled tonight on a controversial plan to develop an addiction treatment center in West Suburban Itasca. The Haymarket Center wants to convert an old Holiday Inn at I-290 and Irving Park Road into a facility that would treat up to 200 people for drug and alcohol addiction. Tonight's session is scheduled for 7 o'clock at the gymnasium of Lake Park High School's West Campus on Bryn Mawr Avenue in Roselle.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.